Right. So there's a good hour in the morning that needs to be devoted to the animals, to feed them, to water them. Many of them get supplements. So their feed consists of hay and sometimes feed that is unique to the animal. And then there's a good hour to 2 hours at the end of the day where they need to be fed again and watered, and their stalls need to be cleaned. Their hooves need to be attended to. There are a lot of chores related to the farm. We have to acquire hay. We have to get shavings periodically. They need veterinary care, which is too expensive to get from a veterinarian, so we've learned to do much of it ourselves. There's a lot to farm maintenance. There are fence repairs. We've had coyotes attack. I've had to learn to do minor carpentry and plumbing and electrical work myself. So I almost decapitated myself with the tractor when I was riding it downhill and got entangled in some low-lying branches. I fell out of the hayloft once when I wasn't careful. I've disrupted yellow jacket nests, and I had 30 stings at one point. So it has its potential dangers. In fact, 2 days ago, my wife broke her wrist for the third time when she got bucked by one of the goats. One of the benefits of learning how to be a conductor of an orchestra was learning how to deal with large groups of people. And I think my training as an orchestra conductor was actually quite helpful when I became chief resident. So you really have to bring the different groups together so that they can play in harmony. So that talent has proven useful in medicine.